Like a podcast?
Yeah.
Like a beer podcast?
A beer podcast.
Like a craft beer podcast?
Yes, even more.
Beer, you intricate. Say?
How about we do the perfect pour?
I could dig it.
That's not the song.
I was going Miami Vice on that. Little Magnum PI in there.
Bring out your place.
Imagine I was in a red Ferrari.
Come to the Perfect Pour Craft Beer Podcast. I'm Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
I'm Matt.
We're here to hang out for the next hour with you and talk about craft beer.
On the fringe.
Hopefully you're able to drink while you're listening to this. If you're at work,
yeah,
it sucks. I listen to beer podcasts at work sometimes, and it just drives you crazy. And you're just like, I need to be at home drinking a beer.
Yes.
Why can't my work let me drink this beer right now?
Why can't I have a mini fridge in my utility van?
But if you're Matt, you could actually do that if you felt like it.
Hey,
or is that frowned upon?
It's considered
Matt's a butler at Tioga Sequoia.
It's considered a sampling, and sometimes the machine does low fills that you have to pour out.
You have to.
Nobody could see my air quotations, so.
Oh, darn microphones.
You don't give them to the homeless guys wandering by?
We could, but then they'd come back.
It'd be like a stray cat situation.
Yeah, you'd just be leading horses to water.
Don't ever leave milk out for a stray cat, because then you're just stray cat town. Your house is just stray cat town.
Yeah.
That's what would happen at Tioga if you started leaving beer out for guys.
Yeah, we used to have a cat. It ran away.
Oh, yeah, that's what happened. It ran away. Yeah. Ran to a better home.
Yes. Screw
better home, kids. All you kids are listening. It's I'm okay. Out. The cat is fine.
I made it. I'm free. I'm alive. This is the greatest day ever.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us. And before the podcast started, we had a Firestone's Pilsner beer, their Pivo Pils.
A beer.
It was finally the first time I'd gotten to it. Dry hopped with sapphire.
Ooh. Name another beer with sapphire.
Sir Hoppy Pilsner. And it is definitely very good for that style, the Pilsner style.
Hmm.
I don't think,
yeah. Finally a Pilsner you could enjoy.
Yeah.
Because you were saying you haven't had a Pilsner for a long time since your craft
really.
Beer
I mean,
venture
I have, but
began. So this one
I tried
one might
to forget it and put it. I tried to.
It was so bad you couldn't
try
bear
to block
to think
it out
of it.
Yeah. But no, it's good. Like you said that. If you're choosing between Pale 31 and the Pivo Pils, you'd go Pale 31. I definitely agree with that. But
yeah, for you know, this seems like they're marketing for a day drinking.
Yeah.
You know, half working, half enjoying your beer kind of day.
Right.
You go, just something you don't have to think about.
Definitely,
a no thinker
good
beer.
It's a, it was a 5.3.
Yeah.
So.
Up there.
It's for a Pilsner.
You might be feeling really good after you've done fixing your sprinklers. But,
hey.
But not going to get smashed.
Fixing sprinklers is fun. But it's good. I like that. I like the fact that not many places have it, and Fresno does. That's Fresno.
Oh, is it?
It's pretty exclusive to the area.
It's still new? Like, they just haven't got it out there yet?
It's not. I don't think it's new as far as, if you're in Paso Robles.
They probably have it everywhere.
But
like
outside
how 805 was that way.
Outside of their area code, it's not that prevalent. So, Fresno, we are lucky with Firestone. They know better to take care of Fresno market. So
they share.
I think we have access to the Pivo Pils more than the Bay Area does.
Ooh, that would be interesting.
Because I was listening to the...
I wonder how much of an influence they have up there.
I don't know.
Yeah, because there's some heavyweights up in the Bay,
I'm sure,
as we've found out.
I was listening to the session on the brewery network.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Competition. competition. No, what? They're not competition. And they were remarking on, like, there was only a couple places they had noticed that this was at, like, as far as, like, a beer bottle store or whatever. So if the Bay Area is, it's hard to get in the Bay Area, then
yeah,
we must, Fresno must be one of the only areas that you can get it rather easily.
It's kind of weird, like, when you go out of town, your eye kind of strays away from the brands you see here. So I don't, I probably have seen it lots of times, just never paid attention to it.
Well, I was talking to Bert, a prominent local craft beer drinker, and he was all, "Oh, I've had that long time ago." He's like, "Well, sorry, Bert."
Man,
he's a long time
craft beer.
He wants to be on. Ooh. I told him it costs $500 to be a guest on the Perfect Four,
and two Plinies.
Yeah, and two Plinies.
No. And Mike forgets to tell us when he collects on the planies.
Yep.
Conveniently.
Where's your bunny? You can't come in the studio. Yeah.
I was pretty surprised, though, when I was in Morro Bay, which is not too far from Firestone.
Mm-hmm.
Firestone was about the same price.
Huh.
That's as one thing.
Is in Fresno? Or
yeah.
Yeah. I don't think beer cares how far it travels. I haven't noticed any price breaks the closer you get to the brewery.
Yeah, I almost wonder if that's kind of the same across the board. Like, if, you know, if they were to sell a Pliny here, if it'd be the same price as next door to Pliny.
Yeah,
I think it would depend on the where you got it. Like a liquor store here, if they have Pliny, you know they're going to mark it up they're allowed to.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But, I know when I've gotten Pliny in when I got some in Marin County, they're just everywhere in the liquor stores there. And so it wasn't that expensive. I can't remember exactly what it was, but it wasn't very expensive. It wasn't like...
I think it was $4.50, the one I bought in Oakland.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Somewhere under $5 anyway.
But it was fair market and pretty straight across the board. That's understandable.
It seems like, but here though, I can't judge because I know Tioga Sequoia is usually cheaper, you know, one of the cheaper beers you can get here in Fresno. So it has to have something to do with it. Local beers have to be cheaper than...
Yeah, you think they'd treat their hometown a little better.
So that's just kind of like a general thing that I wondered. When I saw that, I was like, well, we're so close. I'm like, I would figure transportation, storage, and all that would add up to further away places, but I don't know if it's the same for everywhere or not. Yeah.
But after the Peevo Pills, we had Nick brought a Mad River Brewing Company's, what was it?
The Double Dread
Imperial Red Ale.
Which Untappd won't let me check in.
Untappd is overloaded right now because it's IPA day and East Coast has started IPA day. Mm-hmm. It's overloaded Untappd right now.
Everyone wants their badges.
I can't get into Untappd.
Why is this not working for me?
I just feel bad for the two guys that work there because they're probably like their emails are probably being flooded right now. Like, hey I'm bro. Trying to get a badge.
No, just
right
think
now.
Of their friends that have their personal cell phones.
Yeah,
they must be getting mad
crash
texts
report.
Right
crash
now.
Report.
Hey,
crash
dude,
report.
What's going on with your app?
Why is it not working, man?
And you're like, I don't know. Why don't you pay for it? Maybe it'll work.
Yeah. Oh, we love to complain about free things.
So now we are up to date on our beer drinking because our third one we're trying for this episode, SoCal Beer Company, Hang Loose Pale Ale. Where did you find this, Matt?
I found that at a grocery outlet of all places.
The new craft beer source.
Yeah, you know, the hot craft beer place, grocery outlet.
Yeah. I mean, I stop in there and get vitamins, and I walk down the aisles. But every time I'm in a store and they have a beer section, I'm like, I have to at least walk through it.
Yeah,
and I've walked through and I was like, well, I've tried this before and it wasn't that good. I tried this because it was cheap and it wasn't good. And so, you know, waved hi to the Tioga stuff and Firestone and all the different local stuff I know. And then I go to an end cap and they had just probably about 30 cases on this end cap, and it just all cut open. And I was like, well, boxes look clean, labels are decent, it's capped nice, and then it's all 2 for $5 special. And I was like, I'm taking 2 for 5 right now.
It's worth trying when it's 2 for 5.
And they're Modesto. I don't know mm-hmm. really much of anything out of Modesto. I know good beer goes to Modesto.
Yeah. They have...
SoCal Brewing is out of Modesto? Did I hear that right?
Yeah.
I was untapping.
They're in that. They're in Modesto?
It says it, yeah, right on the label.
The hell? Yep. You're right.
Well, now.
I know, well, Modesto has the... well, I don't think they bottle. They have the long-time brewer there. What's it called? I want to say St. Stan's, but is that right?
I don't know.
I think it's St. Stan's.
Okay.
But whatever. Forrest will correct me, sure.
Well,
Modesto.
Yeah, I even asked our Modestian? I don't know what you call him.
Modestian?
Modestian Forrest, and I asked him all, have you heard of this beer? He's all, I've never heard of that. I'm going to have to check into it. What do you think of it? And I'm like, I don't know. You live there.
It is, well, it's a beer.
It is a beer. It's in a bottle.
It's my review.
It's got water in it.
Uh-huh.
It has color.
It's a 250 beer.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a pale ale, but I'm picking out a lot more like malty, caramely tones.
Getting hops
too much. I'm not getting a lot of hops, so I don't know if it was just... how it was stored on the end cap at a grocery outlet, or
wait, grocery outlet is, are they Cicerone at grocery outlet? Was there a Cicerone walking around? Cicerone trained?
Yes, he directed him to the Gouda cheese selection after picking his beer.
But, so, excuse me, do you have a Cicerone employee, trained employee available? Talk about this beer you have in your end cap.
Yes, please tell me more.
Tell me more about this beer. Well, it was sitting on the dock for a couple days and
mm-hmm.
out in the sun. Then we brought it in.
Yeah. Started to grow mold. We there scraped it off.
Story over.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. You don't really see me pour out beers, but I wouldn't pour this one out to say.
I wouldn't pour this one out either. But I have one that maybe we could try. For over here.
If there's time.
That I may or may not have poured out when I tried it. So
may or may not.
We'll see. That's called a teaser. Now we go to commercial break.
Are your tires and running low?
Oh, sorry. Did I mess up your commercial?
No, I was... I
do a commercial for your Volkswagen Club.
Hey, everybody. Come on out to Volkswagen shows.
Boom. And we're boom. Back.
And we're back.
Wow.
Except to see, I can't even do it. That was
if anyone
so
cares, we do a Volkswagen car show in Madeira in April. Bring your Volkswagen.
In April. 2014.
Huh? 2014.
All right.
Yes. 300 cars, swap meet, stinky old Volkswagens, and the crazy people that drive them.
It's called VW Spring Fling, by the way.
Because Madeira is known for its Volkswagen community.
Yeah, exactly. Nice sorry, little sidetrack there.
Belch there. I apologize.
It's that hang loose.
I'll just edit
hangover.
It yep. It's a hang loose hangover.
So speaking of killer deals, we found my father-in-law who has been to Europe. He was in BevMo the other day. And I've been slowly... convincing him that he needs to do.
You have a celebrity father-in-law, but we won't mention.
We won't mention that right now.
He's in a band,
yeah,
that tours Europe. So,
they're touring Europe, and they go to Poland and Belgium and Germany and all these really, you know, known beer places.
Right.
So he goes to BevMo and finds the. I wish I could say this right, Zevich. And he's like, "Hey, I've seen this beer before, and it's $2. It's a porter."
Uh-huh.
So it's like, okay, wait a minute. It's Polish and it's a porter and it's $2. What's going on here?
is weird.
This ends up being one of the best beers I've ever had.
What?
And we're drinking it. Oh, you know, casual conversation. It was a great night. We're just hanging out, which is what craft beer is for, I think.
Yeah.
And it's 9%.
Wow.
And you can, it's.
You can't taste
it. You can't taste it.
Wow.
And the porter is good. It's rich. It's smoky a little bit.
I want to try it now.
Yeah. And we couldn't believe that BevMo has it. Like,
what's it called again?
Zevich. Zyweiec.
All right. There you go. And that's $2?
Like $2.20 or something like that.
Wow.
And it's a 9%er.
Dang, so there's a recommendation
bang
there
for your buck. We're cracking up on that one all night.
Because you've been having drinking 9% beer all night. Because we've been drinking 9% beer. Everything's cracking you up.
From Poland. You know, who knew Poland had craft beer like that?
Yeah. And then it's cheap.
Yeah, so bang for your buck deal. BevMo. Check it out.
Let's get through this hang loose.
Come on, power through it.
We're almost there.
We've got
other beers to drink.
Let's get room in your glass. Keep
sometimes
going.
A 22 is not enough, and sometimes it's just way too much beer.
So you're right, not saying you've poured out beer before, have you?
No, it's not. It's not pouring. Whoa, look, you're trying to pour it out. That is an unperfect pour.
I tried to do some mojo on it, keep it in the glass.
And ladies and gentlemen, we have the unperfect pour of the evening.
You have the award for unperfect pour.
Your worst pour ever.
Good night.
All right.
We need you to do the show. Sorry, can't leave.
Dang.
We're on what we've been drinking tip. We might as well do our what been caught drinking segment.
Do it early, huh?
Don't
worry, folks. We're not ending the show just yet.
Well, I've been drinking a lot of DDH because it's out now.
Yes.
And available. Finally. Tioga Sequoia's Double Dry Hop General Sherman IPA.
It's a good beer.
It is a good beer. Ooh. It ranks up there with the top IPAs as far as I'm concerned.
So, yeah, speaking of top IPAs, I'm kind of glad we're getting into Been Caught Drinking early tonight. Because I hear the fellows over at Dorktown Podcast.
Who?
Longest running podcast ever in the world. Did a heads up challenge the other night.
Yeah, we did.
Are you ready to talk about this, Mikey?
Sure.
Am I jumping too far ahead?
You jumped. You're fine.
All right. Because I really want to hear how this went.
Yeah, we did on Dorktown, we do mention craft beer because Bell's started me on, really. Bell's responsible for opening the door. So, and we used to talk about craft beer more on Dorktown, but now since Perfect Pour, it takes
left
a lot
room
more
for other activities.
Yeah. But anyway, so, you know, Bell's had gotten us, you know, some Pliny.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And
who? Came across
it. What is that?
Came across some Pliny.
And, like in the gutter? Like found a box?
And I used some of that Pliny of to trade to for and Pliny and Blind Pig to Mike.
And Blind
Mike
Pig.
Cruz. And in
return.
In return, he gave us a heady topper. From the Alchemist. Basically, the number one and two craft beers in the country are considered essentially Pliny and Heady Topper.
And Heady Topper is everywhere on Instagram right now. Like
Heady Topper.
Every other photo is a Heady Topper.
Is that the silver can one?
Yes.
Okay, then.
It's right up there.
It made it to the Wall of Fame, folks.
Oh, okay, yeah.
it's actually resting nicely on the Mr. Beer kit. How appropriate.
Yeah.
Want to elevate a good beer?
American Light Classic Mr. Beer kit.
Still sealed in the box.
Yeah, I'm going to do it.
Okay, one of these days.
Because one day I'm going to open a brewery, and that Mr. Beer kit will be the beginning of it.
We could all get together and open up our Mr. Beer kits and use them.
There you go. Do you guys have ones at home too?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Nice.
Of course.
Let's do it.
Our sister was ahead of the curve. If only we listened to her sooner.
You guys should brew beer.
Yeah.
And you guys are all dumb gift.
Yeah, this will never work.
Fast forward to shit, she was right.
She was
so.
But so we did a head to head.
This is like an important
Pliny versus Heady Topper, and we drank a full Pliny. We we shared a full Pliny.
So you went full on Pliny.
Had a little break.
Okay.
And then like a few, not a long break, but just like. A little break, and then we went for the Heady Topper.
Nice.
And the first time having the Heady Topper, it was really good. It was a little bit different than, a West Coaster.
Yeah.
But not in the bout. Usually if you have something from the East
Coast, really mellow,
that's an IPA,
and malty
it's maltier.
Yeah.
It's not as hot, but it wasn't like that. It was still hoppy, but it wasn't that West Coast hoppy, but it was still good, like, in a different way. My palate's not educated enough to describe it properly, but it was just a different IPA than I've ever had, but it was still really good. Mm-hmm. But overall, both Bells and I decided that Pliny, even though we're biased, but decided that Pliny was better.
No, I think you secretly wanted Heady Topper to be better.
No,
just so you could throw it in his face.
I was like, you know, I kind of had my reservations because I'm like, oh, what's this big deal about Heady Topper?
What is this?
And it's, I was expecting it to be, you know, because I'm so let down by Dogfish Head's IPAs and stuff. And I'm just kind of expecting to get let down. I wasn't let down. It was just wasn't quite the style is, you know, I could see why people would think, like, if you're from the East Coast, I would definitely somebody's going to say Heady Topper is better than Pliny.
Yeah.
But I think having that West Coast palate, I'm going to choose Pliny over Heady Topper. But
man, there it is.
There you go. Boom, boom, boom. Boom. Have you guys had that, the Heady Topper
challenge?
No, can't say I have.
No, I haven't tried it.
I'm trying to work out a little exchange.
Oh,
with,
yeah,
our Virginia listener. So we'll see if that happens.
Ooh, there we go.
Apparently, it's tough to get even if you're
even
there.
Over there.
Yeah.
So it is the Pliny of the East Coast.
Exactly.
Then.
Unless
you live 3 minutes from their door.
But we'll see. Hopefully, we'll get it
yet?
For the perfect pour.
Is it ready yet?
Yeah, you guys done fermenting?
Yeah. Forget the can. I got my Kool-Aid jug. Just fill it up.
We want to open up that other SoCal now?
Well, I don't know. Should we...
Or we want to do something else?
What are we thinking here? All right, it's here on the table. You guys are looking at me funny.
Well, I was looking at you guys. Neither of you are jumping at it. So, I mean, it kind of sets the presence of it.
Who knows? This one
might
be impressive.
I'm going to use a different glass for it.
Yeah, because that's what professional. Are we still doing things we got caught drinking?
Yeah, still in there. We're
I think
still in
Mikey
there.
Had a list.
I got some more, but you go for it, Matt.
There's I'll go with top four.
All right, you got to narrow it down to top four since the last podcast.
Yeah. Interesting one. Since you mentioned Dogfish Head, that reminds me. I had a sampling of one. It's the 61-minute IPA.
Oh.
So what they do in that case is they blend some wine into their 60-minute IPA, and that's as far as I know about it. And it tasted exactly like that. It wasn't
it tasted
too far.
Like they blended wine in.
It wasn't too far IPA, and it wasn't too far wine. It was kind of like right in the middle, dead center of it. And it was interesting.
That's kind of interesting.
Yeah. So I never heard of people doing that.
Might want to try that.
And then I had the Petrus Aged Pale. That's a
Belgian.
Belgian pale sour.
Yeah.
And it was good. It was probably higher up on stuff I buy. I mean, $13 for the bottle.
Oh, wow.
Big wine bottle. And
yeah, I get scared when it gets into double digits.
Yeah, but I did it and I didn't regret it. And it was a good beer from beginning to end. Just right amount of sour. Not too bad.
Yeah.
I think you would like it.
Yeah.
And then, let's see. It was 1, 2, 3... And then the last two, of course, go to House of Pendragon. Because Das Beer House had their grand opening.
Oh, you went to that.
Yeah,
awesome.
So, you know, knowing a few people
Our
in the
bottle
industry.
Bottle shop here had their grand opening, even though they've been open for 3 months. But.
Mm-hmm. So I got to stop by, and he had a brand new version of his...
Former guest.
Brand new version of his Coco Crusader, which was
That's the one we had on the podcast.
We had that, Crusader. He had added a new type of cocoa nibs. He's been searching them out, and he found one. They're actually organic, so he kind of mentioned that.
That's
so it
cool.
was kind of cool. And then he has his Banana Man XPA.
Wow.
Extra pale ale, and I like that. Cause
it's a banana extra pale ale? What?
Yes. Take
banana
it
stout. Anyway. Banana hammock.
But, I mean, it's a 4.7% extra pale ale. So it's a yard working, super
go.
Light.
See, easy. That seems to be that seems to be a trend right now is making the IPA pales and IPAs real drinkable, like lighter.
Mm-hmm.
Is like if there's anything that's trending right now, it seems like it's like making lighter IPAs.
Yeah, so it's, I not only follow him because of who he is and what he does, but the fact that we have a, you know, extra pale ale light ABV in our backyard, essentially, it's kind of cool.
Can't wait till he opens up his tap room.
Which he's threatening will be very soon.
Threatening.
Yes.
House of Ping Dragon. Hop. Is it Hop Brews?
Hop
Brew.
Hop Beer. Hop Beer?
Hopbeer.com.
Hop Beer. Oh, yeah. Level 5.
Uh-oh.
So, otherwise,
Nick
find
has
me
gotten
untapped.
Into Untapped, finally.
Finally in, folks. So they've released a whole nother set of badges. Have you guys checked that out lately?
Badges?
Badges, badges, badges?
Tomorrow. Badges!
Tomorrow's IPA day, so we'll get a badge for that eventually. But yeah, they I guess they found out people were checking in more beers than they thought, so they released a whole new range of badges. You can now get multiple levels on Heavyweight and Lagerjack and Pale as the Moon. So if you're obsessed with collecting completely useless free badges that do nothing for you, like we are.
For some reason, they're fun to get, and they like do nothing for you, but
so they,
you have
them. They have this virtual corral of badges,
Instagram.
And they just kind of like open the gate, and they're like, come on, badges, go out into the market.
There you go.
Find a new home.
Have fun.
For a long time, it was just the IPA badge that went beyond level one. Mm-hmm. I think they wised up that there are there are more styles than that.
Yeah, I don't think the Pale as Moon, whatever that one is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that one's limited to new beers.
Oh,
I think
it's
if you
multiple
just,
check-ins?
I think if you just keep checking in, like pale ales, you'll get a new pale.
Yeah.
Cause,
well, right now they're playing catch-up. Like, if you've been checking in all these stouts,
mm-hmm.
and so until you're up to the correct level, they will give you a badge for every check-in per day.
Maybe that's what I'm catching up
so,
to.
So you only get one once a day, uh-huh. but every new like stout that I check in lately,
mm-hmm.
I'm leveling up because I've got so many stout check-ins. Wow.
Okay, that makes a lot more
That's
sense.
That's why all of a sudden you're getting badge crazy.
Mm-hmm. And that was just the longest discussion of badges on a podcast ever.
Yes.
Virtual badges.
Virtual badges. Hey, don't tell me you don't like your Mr. Level 10 IPA over there.
I know.
Yeah, guess who else?
It's something to brag
10.
About. Do end up on the Bing Cod drinking here still. I did have a Lost Continent double IPA from Grand Teton Brewing.
Oh, yeah, out of Idaho?
Yeah, my folks nice. Went through and did a trip recently through the area.
You got your folks to the bottle.
Montana and Sentinel's all. Because they know that I like it's sort of a recent thing. So so I told them, I'm like, well, if you see something that, you know, see some beer, maybe if you happen to be in a spot, and they're like, okay, and they did pick up a good one.
Oh, it was good, huh?
Yeah.
I've been impressed by their stuff.
The Grand Teton.
Yeah.
And, the Lost Continent, it was good, real good double. And it's got the whole, you know, cellophane and
ooh,
wire.
Fancy.
Yeah, fancy bottle.
Nice.
But it was good. And I've been drinking Racer 5 and Brew Free or Die and Hop Notch IPA and
that stuff.
You know,
yeah.
General Sherman, Lagunitas, just all IPAs.
Every beer, in other words.
Yeah.
Mike is drinking every beer since the last podcast. Have you had the Red Rocket Ale, Bear Republic?
I have.
What'd you think of that? I recently had that one.
I'm not the too big of... I'm okay with reds. I do like reds and stuff, but I wasn't... Red Rocket, I'm not a fan of. I don't know.
I just noticed it. I don't know if it's been here for a while, and I just never...
Yeah, it's been around for a while.
Picked up on it.
Bear Republic's Red Rocket.
We're lucky. We see quite a bit of them. They're...
Yeah,
Bear they're
Republic's
actually in
pretty
wine,
prominent here.
What we call wine country, Sonoma.
Yeah.
Healdsburg.
They're really good on their... social media, like if I don't know if they have a bot or something, but if I check in the Bear Republic on Untappd, like
they'll
Bear Republic
like
says
it.
Cheers or something, like so I don't know if it's somebody is diligent or if there's some sort of bot they have, but
publicly
they got a good social
bot.
Media person, I guess.
A person act like a robot.
Cheers to you, sir.
So
did you turn it off and turn it on again?
Some things I've been looking out for. And one thing, Sierra Nevada's Beer Camp.
Beer Camp is happening.
There's a 12-pack at Whole Foods now.
Oh, is it out?
Yeah. It was $20, though, for the 12-pack.
Wow.
I was like, oh, and I know we were going to get in the Sierra Nevada's rep here soon. So I was like, oh, just wait. Maybe he'll just bring it.
Yeah. He'll just bring it for unfortunately, us. He was busy tonight doing a beer camp tasting. He brought three of the brews into one of the local pubs. And
yeah, Spokeasy.
Spokeasy.
Stop and touching that name.
No. You hear that?
Stop touching yourself.
I forget serving.
Stop touching yourself.
Ambient noise. My
rod. I'm touching my rod. So that's why he couldn't make it.
Yeah, at least he has a good excuse. He's doing a beer.
Which I guess we should be at.
But yeah, I know. I didn't know that was even happening. That's what's going on here in Fresno is more events are happening. More events for me to miss are happening.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Das Beer House grand opening. I missed that. If things happen in the evening, I'm probably going to miss it. I'm either at work or with the family, so it's just evening stuff sucks for me. It needs to happen late at night for me to attend things. But so I missed that, and then the IPA week at BC's.
That's going on.
Have you been out to BC's?
We're going tomorrow.
All right,
we're gonna go check it out.
That's a good day to be.
Yeah, they're doing 11 days of IPAs.
Yeah.
And then the first just happens to be the official IPA day.
Nice.
So I wonder what they're going to do tomorrow.
No. You get to enjoy that.
I get to enjoy. Hopefully it's something good.
They're going
to
bring out the SoCal tomorrow.
Hang loose.
SoCal, hang loose. And you're like, shit.
That's.
Damn it.
Yeah, I'm leaving.
I already had it.
I'm going to McDonald's.
We're drinking this SoCal Black Bear Porter now.
Step up from the last one, for sure.
The little
Porter guys, tell me what's going on.
Is there a little smokiness going on
there?
There's
some smoke.
Mm-hmm. I'm getting some smoke.
Smoke and chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
Different for a porter, but good still. 6.9. That probably was a very bad way to say that in the microphone.
No signs of bear.
I'm still amazed that, no dingleberries. That reminds me of an old saying, but I'm not going to say it.
Well, thank
Modesto.
You.
I'm still amazed they're out of Modesto.
We're still tripping out that this is from Modesto.
Do they not know? Do they think it stops after them?
I don't know. Yeah, they're just like, we're in SoCal. But actually, you're in Northern
you're
California.
You're the beginning of Northern
just
Cal.
To let you know, you're in Northern California. It's SoCal. Yay. It's like people from some other state that they came to California and are like, This
has got
to
be as far down as it goes. We've been riding for 6 hours.
Yeah.
Maybe it cannot go any further than this.
Maybe they meant Southern Continental and they screwed up and put Cal.
Sure.
Because they'd be southern of the North or USA.
Are they from Canada?
Possibly. Yeah, maybe some Canada people got loose, got loose.
That would explain the bear.
Yes. Canada people Black ended up in Modesto, diver. And they called it SoCal.
Uh-huh.
There we go.
I don't know. Mind-bottling, like when your mind's in a bottle.
I see what you did there.
Oh, man. So I've been caught drinking. Ooh, good one. Nice. Mikey's pulling some new beers out of the fridge, and he just really impressed me.
With your own beer?
With my own beer.
Wow, look at that beer.
Wow.
Oh, I brought it.
That's funny, because he brought out a four in hand, and he only had two in hand.
Another Polish beer my father-in-law found was the Karlowako Piwo. And I was like, why does Piwo sound familiar? Oh, Firestone has a Piwo beer.
Yeah.
It turns out Piwo is just Belgian and Polish for beer. That is the word for beer over there. Right. And I guess it comes from Czech. The Czech Republic is the official birthplace of that word.
Oh, okay.
So Pivo is just a word for beer. Useless trivia. Use it where you need to.
Useless?
Yes.
That is the most useful piece of trivia ever on this podcast.
So really nice balanced lager. Kind of like a really good... If Heineken was good, this would be it.
So a little skunkiness going on?
A little skunkiness, but way, way smoother and way, way better flavor. It does not taste like it's been left out in the sunlight all day. Green glass bottle, same and all that. Nice. But the big adventure.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Ooh, are you ready for this?
No.
I got to use Mr. Announcer voice. I've been saving my parabola that I've been sitting on since May. It came out in May.
Wow.
Maybe even April, end of April, early May. Everyone went crazy, was drinking it, said it was really good, and I had somehow managed to keep myself from drinking it. I wanted to save it for the special occasion, which I think is one of my downfalls of craft beer. I keep saving them for special occasions, and they never happen, so I have all this beer I never drink.
Yeah, that happens.
But you know what? It was a great day Tuesday, kind of celebrating in a sense, and the weather's finally calming down here in old Fresno.
Yeah, the standard
nice,
hotness.
Yeah, nice summer nights.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, you know what? I'm ready to break here. This out. And man, I'm glad I saved that beer because it was amazing.
So that's a good beer to sit on then.
Yeah, Firestone Walker Parabola 2013. It's an Imperial Stout, barrel aged. I mean, the works. This beer, they threw everything in this beer. It's incredible.
I haven't tried it. I need to try it.
I'm going to go looking for some more tomorrow. Tomorrow's payday. Yes.
Yes.
I think I know where the secret stash is at. Yeah. I've got a 2012 I'm still sitting on.
Wow.
For an extra special day. I don't know what the heck is going to be that special. But I've got one.
Wow.
A 2012.
And it's going to be
poor 1 year.
Perfect poor one year
anniversary party.
That sounds great.
Do it.
And I got to get a 2013 to replace my 2012 that I'm going to be drinking soon, sounds like. I'll save that for a 2014 special event.
Yeah, our 100th episode.
I got a...
But smoky, black cherries, nice. I mean, this, and the oak, the charred oak, holy smokes, it was perfect.
Hmm.
A lot of people said this one was sweeter than last year's. I didn't care, it was so good.
You said, fuck you.
I said... It's still good. That was probably my highlight since the last podcast.
All right, cool.
That's top five for me. That's why I'm so excited about it.
We should almost create a new segment called What Are You Aging?
There we go. Yeah, okay, an occasional segment called What Are You Aging? I'm aging a stone anniversary. Was it the 16th anniversary?
You're aging that one.
I'm aging an IPA.
That's the perfect beer to age.
Yep.
Yeah.
We're going to have it at some point.
Oh.
I don't know if you can get sick from an old IPA, but we might.
How long are we aging this?
I don't know. We'll see what happens to it.
We're going
to
wait till 19 comes out.
Because nobody wants to drink it. It's just sitting there. So
just get it down to 32 and it'll last a while longer.
I have seen that one poured out. In front of me.
Wow.
Yes. Not even a second sip. Like, not like, oh, that was weird. Let me try that again. It was like,
yeah.
Sip, pour,
I did next that pretty beer, much please. With that one, too.
I think I was there for that.
I think you were there for that. Okay. I was at our Oktoberfest last year.
Oh, okay, yes.
Because I think we had gotten two of those for New Year's, and we had one. Bells and I had one, and we're like, this is terrible. And so the other one just never got drank. So now it's aging well.
Yeah, yes. Sitting on it.
All right, now we're moving on to the four in hand Crafty Ale IPA. Yeah. And it's like a weird, I could not figure out the brewer. It's like one of those things like where you can't figure out exactly what it's not a brewing company. It's like.
Brewed by World Brews, Rochester, New York.
Yeah, but then it comes out of Novato, too, in Marin. So I don't understand it. But it was at Whole Foods.
Mm-hmm.
It was a four-pack of it, cans. And it was only $6.99 for a four-pack.
Well, there you go.
You don't get things that cheap at Whole Foods. So I was
not
like,
a bang for your buck.
I got to try that just for the podcast itself.
It's good.
Just to prove we're not elitist, right?
Yeah.
It says IPA, but I'm not getting too many hops, and it's very florally, not citrusy. Mm-hmm. It's definitely, if it is New York, it'd be an East Coast IPA.
I had one already when I got it, the day I got it, and I couldn't finish it. So I wasn't real, I'm not a fan of it.
Those beers are out there. We were talking about that last week.
6.3.
There are some beers you just can't finish. It happens.
Yeah.
But it's got a cool can. It's got a an ace card and an ace of spades and whatever happened to our music and beer pairing stuff we're gonna do?
Yeah, nobody,
we just never do it.
Okay, if you're drinking a foreign hand, listen to some Lemmy anyways.
Yeah, listen to Motorhead.
Trick question: Lemmy is God.
Trick question: Lemmy is
God. Little Airheads reference. Nobody.
Yeah.
Nobody. Nobody wants to admit it.
I'm admitting it.
I watch bad 90s movies. I don't care.
Never seen Airheads.
Oh my gosh.
I'm just kidding.
I've seen Airheads.
Back when Brendan Fraser was not annoying.
Brendan Fraser and Adam Sandler, right?
Yeah. But when Adam Sandler was not annoying.
And it was a good Steve Buscemi.
Oh yeah. Buscemi's the man.
Anyways, let's not go too further. We don't want to go too far.
Please send us your beer music recommendations. Maybe we'll music start that
pairings.
Up again.
Yeah, let's start it up again. You can email us, perfectpourpodcast@gmail.com. Speaking of email, we got an email from the last one. Ooh. And Matt, you want to listen up on this one? Matt from another Matt.
Another Matt? No, impossible.
Brewing Matt?
Yeah, Matt from... No, this is another Matt.
Okay, different Matt that I don't know.
This is he is part of the Warthogs.
Okay.
He is one of the bigwigs in the Warthogs on the board and everything.
Did we stir up some trouble?
No. He is a positive email.
Wow.
And what? More, all the,
we got to work harder here.
But no, he's talking about how he appreciates the show and this thing, and he is executive VP of the Warthogs.
Whoa. Wow.
So we've gotten both of the bigwigs of the Warthogs listening to us and giving us good emails and stuff. So, but he was talking, you're talking about brewing with, I'm trying to look at it on the email right now, but what was, let's see what you, if you can remember what you're talking about brewing with, something unique.
Peated malt.
Yes, there you go. he has some advice for you.
Oh.
He says they do sell peat malt, and he done a good job cloning a beer that has some peat in it. The thing with peat in beer is it is super strong, and you really don't want to go above 2% of the grist with it.
Mm-hmm.
So there's some professional advice.
That's awesome.
Yeah, no, he definitely backs up. I've kind of read a little bit about it. And basically, from my new understanding of building a beer recipe is everything's built into 100%. So you can't have too much of one thing or another. And I've heard something like that is so strong to where you're probably only adding like – under 4 ounces of it into a batch of, 5 gallon brew or something like that. But
cool. There you go.
Thank you.
You're going to brew with peat. Do 2%.
That's cool. I like
Speaking
that.
Of which, there are meetings coming up, which we've officially been invited to.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. They're meeting. It will be in Tioga Sequoia.
Ooh.
We've got to go hang out and.
Yeah.
And, get some knowledge.
Yes. Expand our knowledge.
Tell some people
base.
We're out there.
Yeah.
Because you're just going to have to be there anyway, Matt. You're just going to be there.
Another day at work.
Yep.
You're like, can I go hang out over here right now? Get paid?
I already have keys.
So I'm getting paid to poop.
That happens.
All right. We've got one major beer here to try.
Before
we're gone. Nick, you want to tell us about this one?
Not really.
It's got a cork.
It's got a cork. Cheers to listener Rob Del Pozo. Following him on Instagram, he posts great beers all the time, and I've been I saw this one a while ago and forgot about it, and he posted a picture of it. I was like, hey, where'd you get that? And he was kind enough to tell me where he got it. And I went down to Whole Foods and got it. Sierra Nevada and Boulevard Brewing Collab.
Mm.
Ooh.
Yeah. brother Matt over here turned me on to Boulevard Brewing.
Yes.
So I've been kind of following them ever since. And
yeah, we get several boulevards here.
Yeah.
In Fresno.
I heard about
Kansas
this.
Kansas City Brewer, Boulevard.
Completely forgot about it.
Me too, until I saw that photo and I said, oh, damn it. It's out finally. Terra Incognita. A wild ale that has been barrel aged.
Wow.
It's a blended. There's three different recipes in here, and they blended them, and then they aged them. And now it's out for everybody to try. And from what I've heard, I'm kind of curious to try it because I hear it's really, really sharp on the carbonation. And I guess not as heavy on the aging. I guess it should have been aged a little longer. But, you know, had to try it.
All right. Let's do it.
There's a lot going on here. Two breweries.
Where did you get this? You got this in Fresno?
I don't know if it was the last one or not, but it was at Whole Foods in the Boulevard section, not in the Sierra Nevada section. And I ran over there 2 days ago, and I thought,
ooh, there you go. See,
nice. Had a good pop to it.
Damn, it's I don't know. This is leaning towards the sour side.
Oh,
I was hoping for more of a stout, barrel-aged stout, but I think this is going to be a wild stout.
Well, yeah. Oh, my God. There's no.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Oh, boy.
That is heavy on the carbonation if you can't even get an ounce in the glass.
Man, this thing is going crazy right now.
You can hear it. I think you can. You got good headphones on right now. You can hear it pouring.
No, Matt seems to have the pour down.
Pour.
Go slow. Don't go fast. Slow. Take your time.
Hold it close.
See if I can get it on there. Well, I did fast.
Very active beer. So I guess if I read it correctly, they aged it, they fermented the beer, and then before they bottled it, they gave it an extra shot of Brett yeast. And let it bottle condition with the Brett yeast inside it. So that might be why it's so heavy on the carbonation.
Yeah.
Wow.
But this thing is looking like to be just one.
Whoa.
It looks complicated looking at it.
Tastes like toothpaste and in an awesome way.
Wow. That's the first time I've ever heard that.
It's the first time I've heard toothpaste used.
Yeah, it's kind of like I want to brush my teeth right now with this.
8%, 8.5, not bad.
It smells kind of roasty, stouty to me.
Kansas
not
City,
real
Missouri.
Heavy, but like very light.
And they give Boulevard the credit for brewing and bottling this. That's interesting.
Yeah, I only see Boulevard's name on the bottle and stuff.
Sierra Nevada's way at the top, little
they
tiny
like,
bit.
They like laid low for this one.
Yeah.
Man, you definitely get that carbonation on the tongue.
Mm-hmm.
You get a little bit of
like
sour in there.
It's like a soda, like I'm having a soda, beer soda.
Yeah, there's definitely some like sweetness, kind of like Jolly Rancher sweetness and carbonation. There's some roasty malt going on in there. I don't taste the barrel too much.
I don't taste the barrel much either, which I think was one of the complaints. I think they said they should have let it sit a little longer.
I need more barrel.
More barrel.
If it's a whiskey barrel, yeah.
It was 3 months in the barrel. I don't know how much longer you need. You know, Firestone did that Parabola for a year in the charred oak, and you could really tell it was there. So this was only 3 months in the barrel. It hits you way in the back of the palate, too. The carbonation does. It carries all the way back.
The back end.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm not really disappointed, though. I'm liking this one.
Well, I mean, to be honest, there's a lot of things going on in here that we don't get in beers.
That's true.
The hops they use, the blending of three different beers, the barrels. Well, I mean, aging it. I mean, adding yeast and for carbonation in the bottle, that's kind of common. It's probably the most common thing of it all. Another thing, like you're saying, it's a Sierra Nevada collaboration, but it's more geared towards the other people, not Sierra.
Yeah, not so much Sierra.
So there's just a lot.
So Midwest sour beer.
There's a lot going on in this thing.
This is insane. Definitely glad I brought it to share, though. I don't know if I could do this on my own.
Quite a lot of beer. It's a big-ass bottle.
It's a big.
I'm a little worried about it right now.
That's a huge bitch.
That's a big beer. That's a good one, Tiny. I'm just saying that's a large alcoholic beverage.
that's a rather large.
Old SNL skit. Oh. Nicolas Cage SNL skit. There you go.
Nice.
For all you SNL geeks out there.
Why do we have more movie and TV references than music? What is
Bill
going on?
Bill Brasky. That's another SNL.
Yep, yep. So yeah. A little bit of odd news. Some beer news. There's a brewery called Laughing Dog. It's in, up in Sandpoint, Idaho. Hmm. Where I have family there. I go there every once in a great while. And Sandpoint's becoming a good little craft beer town because it's got Laughing Dog. It has McDuff's Brewing. And it has sort of a craft beer restaurant where it's very pro-craft beer. It has a lot of craft beer in it. And then they just open up a new craft beer bar. Nick's having problems over there. You're right.
Okay. I'm all right.
This thing's getting you, man.
Holy smokes. The carbonation has hit my insides. I am hiccuping like crazy.
You're bubbling over?
I'm bubbling over.
So it's a tiny little resort, just town on the Lake Pendere and up there in northern Idaho, but and it's got a lot of craft beer action going. But anyway, the Laughing Dog has these things called, I haven't seen them, I don't think it's exclusive Laughing Dog, but it's the first time I've seen them, called beer pouches. And they're like, I guess they're kind of act as a growler, but they're like they look like a really big Capri Sun.
Like a soft package. Bag?
Yeah, it's a soft, you know, bag that's kind of like the Capri Sun would be.
Like a foily bag, yeah, with a punch really hole in the top.
And it's got, but it's got a cap on the top that you twist on and off. So it's like fills up, you just fill up this, I mean, and instead of a growler, it's this just big old bag.
I can see that.
Kind of like a bag that would be inside of a wine box.
Well, yeah, that's what I was going to say. Yeah. The boxed wine. It's a big foil bladder.
So rubberized. Yeah, and go to the brewery and get one of the bags.
They have a reason behind doing that? What's the?
I don't know. I didn't research. Like they don't have much explanation of it.
Is there a no glass and aluminum law in the parks? Or?
No, I'm sure there is, but I don't know. It's just like another device to get your beer home in.
I was wondering if we were ever going to see boxed beer. Because boxed wine is really catching
on. That's basically what I would imagine it'd be easier if you're flying home. Be easier to have one of those bags and a growler, you know?
Yeah. Beer.
A lot easier to put in your luggage.
I'd like a bag of beer, please.
Yeah. Give me a bag of beer. I thought that was interesting.
Large fry and a bag of beer.
Locally, I don't know if we're allowed to talk about the FBC changes, but there is going to be a change.
I haven't heard about this.
You haven't heard about the Fresno Brewing Company
change? No.
All right, well, then maybe we shouldn't. I don't know.
Some people know that, things are about to happen.
Right.
But to what severity, we don't know. But
to our street, I just want to make sure our street cred is okay in Fresno, because we know about all the Fresno Brewing Company changes. So, we just want to make that clear.
We just hope for the best, we know what's good, and we know what's bad, and we like to keep them around.
Yeah, and I think there's going to be an ownership change. It's not going away. I've seen some buzz on Twitter today saying that, Fresno Brewery Company's closing, and da-da-da, and oh, that's too bad, and this and this, but it's going to come back. It's still there. It's just going to be different person running it is all.
Mm.
So don't panic.
I'm sad.
Don't panic. It's going to be there still. So, some events coming up. The Great American Brew Festival. The tickets are already freaking sold out. I went on to go buy a couple tickets today. Sold out. I don't know how quick they sold out, but
I've heard StubHub has some tickets.
I'm sure they do.
Yeah, they're about $180.
Fuck.
I don't know what they were originally. What, 70, 80 bucks?
Yeah.
But StubHub, I've heard, has some tickets still.
Yeah, shit.
And
maybe we can get some media.
It's not till October, though, right?
Yeah.
So we're still a good couple months away.
Maybe we can get some media credentials. Anyone wants to get some media credentials for the Great American Brew Festival in Denver, Colorado?
What are the numbers? Like 2,000 different beers are going to be there over 3 days?
It's the ultimate.
How do you do that?
Just walk around with a beer boner all day.
1 ounce pours, though.
Oh.
That's all you get.
Chintzy bastards.
Yeah.
Screw them. Let's go to Oktoberfest in the Tower Theater parking lot. Yeah,
50 beers, 4 ounce pours. I'm there.
Yeah.
How do you even begin to pick out of 2,000 beers? I don't know, man.
That's
BevMo times.
I wonder. Because, see, craft beer events don't have too much, seem to have too much trouble with unruliness, you know?
Mm.
And I wonder if that.
Yeah,
if
you're that many having, people, you're probably going to come up against running out a lot more beer.
I wonder if that kind of event, it gets. But you're getting the ultimate beer geeks going to that. And usually, ultimate beer geeks have some sort of control over it, but I don't know.
Well, you got to wonder, because if you have an in-town event, if they're going to have 65 beers, there's probably about 30 of them that you've either already had or don't want to have.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder if that scale is the same on a 2,000. I wonder if there's going to be like a 1,500 beers that beer geek has already had or doesn't want.
I guess a hardcore beer geek, but yeah, that's true. So then there is it kind of focuses things, so you're not just like rolling through all the beers.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe one day we'll be big enough to be allowed to go there.
Perfect pour 2014.
Flashing our badges like Wayne's World.
It's okay.
Huh? Huh?
All access pass.
Huh?
Mr. Big said it was okay.
So, I think it is time for cheers.
Cheers.
If you haven't been cheered yet, this is the time to finish up your cheers.
yeah, right, Mikey.
I want to give cheers to Metal Wad 1984.
Wow.
On iTunes. He gave us an awesome iTunes review. So, thank you, Metal Wad 1984. So if you're at all on iTunes at all, even if you don't listen to us through iTunes, if you listen on Stitcher or through the Podbean site, but you have iTunes, go on iTunes, give us a little review up there. Let us know you're out there.
Yeah.
So cheers to Metal Wad 1984. Also cheers to Bert. We mentioned Bert already, but another cheers to Bert.
Another cheers to Bert.
Local, well-known craft beer drinker in town.
Yeah.
Has a girlfriend in a well-known band.
Ooh.
That may or may not be broken up.
What? Damn it, I wish we were on Dorktown.
That's unofficial.
This stuff.
That's rumors, allegedly.
You officially have unofficially heard that.
any cheers you got, gentlemen, have?
Actually, the Libertine Pub over in Morrow's been liking some of my stuff on Instagram, that's kind of cool. Then there's I met a cool craft beer guy at the on 4th of July of all things. He goes by Captain Kilgore, wears a captain's hat. He gives captain's approval on your beers and stuff. Like that. Captain approved.
Oh, I like that. Where's that at?
Instagram.
Oh, just on Instagram. Oh, okay.
Captain Kilgore.
I thought like he was like a bartender. He's like, all right, captain's approval on that.
He probably
order.
Does own Cappy. Something, and I just don't notice.
I like that, captain's approval.
And there's
that appeals to me.
Dusty Sharp, he's been interacting with me a little bit. He's pretty cool. And then I'll end it with Dottie Frank. Cool craft beer, home brewer, stuff all like right, that.
Cool.
Yeah.
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 Cheers to Bill the fucking science guy.
Yes.
He's been much more active on our Instagrams.
Yeah, yeah, I've noticed him.
Talking and threatening us with a trade.
Yeah. Threatening.
Threatening.
I'm going to trade with you.
I'm going to, whether you like it or not. Yeah. Got some new Facebook followers other than my mom and your mom.
Hillary.
Hillary.
Cheers to Hillary for being the 100th.
She's the 100th.
Probably not listening. She might be.
Yeah.
She might be. I've drank with her at Eureka Burger.
Oh, okay.
Trying to get her to drink some beers. So
have you successfully converted her to craft beer?
Josh is working on her. And
it'll happen.
It's happening.
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
Just give her a cider. Tell her it's beer.
She's more of a mixed drink, but we'll get that. Like, what's a good beer for a mixed drink person to try and wean them off mixed drinks with to start with? Just on that. We'll research that for the next episode.
That would be a good question. Yeah.
Wait. Look, mixed drink.
I have a feeling the answer is Angry Orchard.
Angry Orchard. You're going with Angry Orchard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry. That's different. I was going to say Angry Orchard with Fireball, but that's not towards beer.
I tried Humboldt Hemp Ale on a couple wine drinkers, and it didn't go over all that well.
Yeah. I would think wine drinkers would like sours, so I don't know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ooh, there you go.
Yeah, that.
That'd be a bold move, right? In the sours? Mm-hmm. Like, where would you go from there?
Well, if you're a wine drinker.
Yeah, but how do you go down from sours?
Well, maybe you just wouldn't. Maybe you're just a sour drinker.
Stay in sours.
Sours to Belgians?
Stay with the brewery, huh?
You could go Belgians. Again, I don't know. What else? Any other cheers?
Chris Brown.
Oh, yeah. Merry Gamers podcast.
The Chris Brown?
The Chris Brown. The Chris Brown. The Merry Gamers.
That one.
The number one podcast out of the Fresno area. The Merry Gamers.
Like, finally liked our page. Finally. After all these years.
Jeez. We are now on Google Plus.
Ooh.
You can find Perfect Pour on Google Plus now. If you're on Google Plus, please give us a plus.
Plus one.
Plus us.
There is a decent, I just noticed how Google Plus seems that there is a craft beer community on Google Plus.
Yeah. So Stone.
A lot of people use Hangouts.
Stone Brewing in particular is very active on Google Plus.
Yeah. I noticed.
Videos, Hangouts, they do quite a bit on there.
So that was time for us to be on Google Plus. So there we are.
Here we are.
Reed. Reed has started. Cheers to Reed. Reed May.
Oh.
He engineered for the Flowing with Famous podcast.
That guy.
He's started done some test pilot episodes of a new podcast, and their first pilot episode, they did give a shout out to the Perfect Pour.
What?
Because they were talking about craft beer and stuff.
Wow. They're
kind of trying to figure out a new podcast and stuff, and I saw it on Google Plus. That's why I'm mentioning it, because they do it like Google Hangout style. Mm-hmm. And it's all they just recorded off the Google Hangout.
Oh, okay.
And so you can just watch it on their things. So
oh, that's sweet.
I can't think of how to find it right now for people to find it. Sorry, Reed.
I think it's
will eventually.
The May Brothers podcast.
Yeah,
May Brothers podcast.
But that's their. It's a different podcast from the May Brothers.
Podcast. Oh no. Oh, okay. I know the one you're talking about.
Yeah, it's just him and
Boomer.
Yeah.
Oh, so,
there you go. All right. try to link it up.
Quickly, Morton's Grill. Have you guys heard of them? It's a food truck. They recently got added onto Cart Hop.
Oh.
He's a pretty cool guy. I happen to be wearing a t-shirt, and he's like, oh, you like that beer? I like that beer, too. And I tried his food, and his food's pretty good. So.
All right, cool. If they're on Cart Hop, they're okay with me.
Yeah.
Cart Hop is cool.
Yeah, Cart Hop, decent food. He knows what beer is. I can't complain.
The full mall.
Yeah.
Our food truck.
Taco truck throwdown's happening.
Oh, yeah.
Why isn't craft beer involved in that? Why is it Tecate?
It's already popular. The taco truck throwdown's already popular enough. They do not need
They don't
to
need
add
to chase
things.
People away nope. by bringing in good beers you've never heard of.
Yep.
Have you ever tried to buy a Newcastle there?
No. It's,
don't.
It's, what, it's sponsored a stadium? By Tecate.
Yes.
Or the Chuck. Chuck Chance?
The Chuck. Yes. No. I've
besides
they have
Tecate,
Newcastle there, but then they
Tecate,
don't understand that they do have it.
Yeah, that's
it's
pretty much what Tecate. It is.
Yeah, no, yeah, you get a 22-ounce bottle, but it's $7 to $8. But yeah, there's certain beer carts they'll have a bottle.
Oh,
fridge.
Oh yeah, there are a couple of beer carts that have some
bottle good fridges.
Stuff.
But yeah, they have it. But you know, it's go there, get your $2 can of Natty or
is
whatever.
Is there Tioga in there?
I don't think we are.
That sucks. Well, it's that company that does the vending there. It's like a whole thing with the vendors there.
with the vending and the beer and the schmackle giggle.
And the hot dogs. The grizzly dogs.
But I'm sure if enough people protested it, you know, it could happen.
Rawr!
Well, if they just opened up a tap room, why would you need to get it?
Come
at the
on,
stadium?
Tioga.
Yep.
Bunch of jerks. You can find me on Untappd at Dorktown. remember to email us anything at perfectpourpodcast@gmail.com. You know, like Matt said, or Nick said, Matt said, somebody said.
One of us.
Find Nick. Nick is on the Facebook.
The Fastbooks.
And Twitter, at Perfect Pour Pod. We are on Twitter. We're racing towards 1,000 likes. We're racing against Dorktown Podcast. Dorktown Podcast has like about 940, and Perfect Pour has around 840.
Ooh.
But Perfect Pour keeps closing the gap.
Who will get to
1,000 on follows official on Twitter?
I hear an official challenge in there.
Yeah, that is an official challenge.
Dorktown versus Perfect Pour.
I better start making more Fox accounts. Getting that number
there
closer.
There are no fake accounts with the Perfect Pour or Dorktown. They're all genuine, legit.
Like the voting scandal of 2008?
Yeah.
Dead people voting?
Yeah, there's no dead people following either podcast. Yes.
We need to get John Bonham to like Perfect Pour.
Fortunately, following a famous is nowhere near that, so I can't even get into that race.
Poor,
but yeah,
flowing.
We do have, there's two Fresno's other podcasts, podcast. Flowing a Famous and Dorktown. If you're really into podcasting, you want to check out our other podcasts. But there you go. That's there all is. I got, guys. What else do you guys got?
BusDude56, find me on Untappd.
Instagram, TheNick80.
Yeah.
Twitter, TheNick80, which I am always on. Oh, cheers to Steve McShane from Growler Radio.
He's been
Growler
pretty
Radio
cool.
Podcast.
I've interacted with him a bit, actually.
Good. Yeah,
and Donnie Fox, who's now a Californian.
Yeah, Donnie's in California now.
Yeah.
We can't impress him with anything now.
He's way closer to the good stuff than we are.
Assholes.
Drinking at Disneyland. We'll have to talk to him about that one of these times.
Yeah, we shared
the... We've all done that now, yeah.
The Disney drinking. All right, thank you for listening to the Perfect Pour Podcast. Tell your friends about it.
Hi. Tell them we're a wholesome, good entertainer.
Yeah. Please tell a friend. Thank you.
And there you go. Let's listen to some sunburns as we hang out with our beer.
This has been the Perfect Pour.
Brought to you by Sky Jeans.
Bye.